a small town, 100 soldiers, an approaching army of 150,000. Most commanders would panic, but Chuko Liang did something extraordinary. He ordered his troops to hide, opened the city gates wide, and sat visibly on the wall playing his lute. When the enemy commander arrived and saw this scene, he immediately ordered a full retreat. Why? Because Liang's reputation as the Sleeping Dragon, China's cleverest strategist, was so formidable that it became a weapon more powerful than any army. This moment captures the essence of what power truly is, not brute force, but the mastery of perception, timing, and human psychology. Robert Greene's controversial masterwork has sold over 1.2 million copies since 1998, gracing the bookshelves of hip-hop moguls, Wall Street executives, and prison inmates alike. Drawing from 3,000 years of history, it distills the strategies of history's greatest power players into 48 essential laws. What makes it so compelling is its unflinching examination of how power actually works, not how we wish it worked. What remains hidden controls what is seen. When you reveal your intentions, you hand others your strategic blueprint. Bismarck shocked Prussia's parliament in 1850 with an impassioned anti-war speech, despite supporting Prussian power. By contradicting his known positions, he confused opponents and changed crucial votes. Years later, from his resulting cabinet position, he led Prussia into war when ready. Concealment means actively misdirecting attention. Like a magician drawing eyes to his right hand while working with his left, create smokescreens that divert from your real purpose. The less you say, the more weight your words carry. Louis XIV evolved from verbose youth to taciturn king whose silence kept others perpetually off balance. Your reputation functions as both shield and sword, protecting you from attacks while cutting through resistance before you enter the room. Establish one outstanding quality and make it widely known. P.T. Barnum hired terrible musicians to play free music for the millions so people would pay to escape inside his museum. Once people's eyes are on you, you gain legitimacy. The quality of attention is irrelevant. Aggressive leaders exhaust themselves reacting to enemies. True power lies in making others come to you. When you control the situation, you master your emotions while exploiting others' tendency to react emotionally when baited. Talleyrand exemplified this after Napoleon's exile, laying an irresistible trap that exploited Napoleon's impetuosity. Forcing opponents onto your territory makes them nervous and mistake-prone. Daniel Drew mastered this in stock manipulation, dropping fake inside tips for greedy investors to find. Pickpockets use similar tactics, placing beware of pickpocket signs that cause people to instinctively touch their wallets, revealing their location. Yet, timing demands boldness at crucial moments. Joseph Fouché survived France's revolutionary turmoil by sensing when to switch allegiances or remain still. His genius lay in recognizing Napoleon's ascending power early, appearing dormant during the crucial coup. When he perceived Napoleon's inevitable decline, he orchestrated a careful conspiracy against his former benefactor. Bold moves create an illusion of greater power, particularly when executed with swift, decisive action. True power comes from harnessing others' energy, not exhausting yourself. When Nikola Tesla redesigned Thomas Edison's dynamos, Edison reneged on his $50,000 promise, calling it American humor and offering only a small raise. The power world divides into hunters and those who profit from others' hunting. Peter Paul Rubens employed dozens of specialized painters while creating the impression he did everything himself. When important clients visited, he'd dismiss his team and work at incredible speed, leaving observers in awe of his seemingly superhuman productivity. You can also stand on the shoulders of giants by borrowing from past knowledge. As Bismarck said, "Fools say that they learn by experience. I prefer to profit by others' experience." Scientists like Tesla ruined themselves refusing patrons like J.P. Morgan in the name of independence, only to become dependent on dozens of lesser patrons instead. When pushed, bend rather than push back. This neutralizes aggression because attackers expect resistance. By surrendering, you control the situation. Your yielding becomes part of a larger plan. The key? Remain inwardly firm while outwardly bending. King Gojin of Yue exemplified this. After defeat, he served his conqueror as a stable servant for 3 years, gathering intelligence while plotting revenge. When drought weakened his enemy, Gojin raised an army and conquered easily. His surrender bought time for a devastating counterblow. Japan employed similar strategy facing Western powers in the mid-19th century. Rather than fighting foreign influence, they embraced it, learning Western ways while maintaining their culture, aiming to eventually surpass those who underestimated them. Surrender preserves you for later reassertion while avoiding martyrdom's messiness. For every famous martyr, thousands more inspired neither religion nor rebellion. Taking a visible shape makes you vulnerable. The best protection is remaining fluid like water, never betting on stability. Sparta's rigid society created the world's most powerful infantry. But unlike adaptable Athens with its sea trade and innovation, Sparta remained unchanging. After defeating Athens in their 27-year war ending in 404 BC, Sparta couldn't handle newfound wealth. The fluid Athenian lifestyle eroded their discipline, and 30 years after victory, Sparta collapsed overnight. Mao Zedong's communist forces confused the nationalists with fluid tactics, dispersing to remote areas, harassing with small units, seizing, then abandoning towns. The nationalists mistook this for cowardice, missing the pattern. After nationalists took cities, communists used vast spaces to surround them. By November 1948, the nationalists surrendered Manchuria in humiliating defeat. Humans constantly create forms for emotions, communication, and rituals. These forms must evolve continuously. Change signals vitality, while rigidity resembles death. The powerful often begin as creative innovators, but fall when they become conservative and predictable. Power thrives only when flexible, adapting like water to its container. Baron James Rothschild exemplified this, seamlessly adapting to France's changing political regimes while other wealthy families clung to rigid forms and were ruined. These laws reveal power as a dynamic dance, requiring constant adaptation, strategic thinking, and psychological insight. Patterns that guided Talleyrand through the French Revolution or helped Queen Elizabeth I maintain her throne still operate in boardrooms, political campaigns, and social media today. Steve Jobs wielded power through calculated unpredictability. Warren Buffett's folksy wisdom masks strategic mastery. The laws manifest subtly. The colleague who builds influence through selective absence. The negotiator who gains leverage by appearing to care less. The leader who maintains authority through obscured intentions. Power dynamics remain remarkably consistent across cultures and epochs. Whether in ancient Chinese courts or modern corporations, fundamental patterns persist. Appearing effortlessly while working diligently, keeping others strategically dependent, reading hidden motivations. Power operates in layers, visible actions, hidden intentions, and deeper psychological currents. Understanding these layers moves you beyond tactics to grasp the strategic essence governing historical movements and everyday interactions shaping your career, relationships, and life. The question isn't whether these dynamics exist, they do. The question is whether you'll understand them well enough to navigate them wisely.